Hey, and welcome back to Lion's End Podcast. We are on Season 2, Episode 33. Last episode, we talked about the media, how it controls technology, all of these things. Today, now, we've touched on these things before, but the people of reading, so the more not-so-technological things, the personal. So the last thing was more about media today, and it's more about the personal, so the people. So we've touched on this numerous times before about books and people. So to start, what are the books that you hard read? What are the things you start your day off with? Do you do pickups? Do you have little things to pick you up throughout the day in your office or at work? Do you have those hard copy things, not so much just technology to pick you up? So what are they? For myself, I do a reading in the morning of many different things, but it goes through. I have hard copy books, and then I also read in my business different religious books so that I understand people more. So I finished the Quran. I am in the Bible right now reading. So those things help me understand people more, help me realize, and then I'm formulating my own opinions. That's how I start my day. From there, I always listen to some music. As I touched on before, that's the technology side, though. That's the last one. Also, for readings and pick-me-ups, I have tons of stuff in my office just to read, go over, making sure that my brain is always going towards the positives. I love writing things down as well, so my tasks are all written out, and that is how I stay on point and get everything done. From there, people. I see people all day. I try my best to bring positive impacts into their life, so eliminate the negative, increase the positive. That is the best way to do this. You have to realize it in when you're working on an hourly schedule like myself, you have to understand the impact you can have on people and turning their day around. One of the best things that I have found in my past is if people are really focusing on the good stuff, they will feel better, they will get more out of it. If they allow negatives to creep in, when that happens, it negatively affects not just them, but everybody. So people, that personal touch, you can change things, you can help them and be those. Do not allow negativity to creep in, and a little bit of positivity goes a long way. The reading side of things is the same. I like hard copy things. I find it sits better with me. So those are why these two, kind of the personal touch of people and not technology, is important. I also find that when I'm not on my phone and such and I'm talking to people in person, you get that better. You get all the impact and all of that from in person. The other thing about reading is if I start my day, by the end of the day, I am not capable of reading properly, so I read at the beginning, and then I take advantage. That's where this kind of pairs with the technology. I then pair it with the technology side of things, and it makes the best impacts for myself and my life. I have found that using both together can really, really help, and the technology and media can really assist your in-person stuff if you take advantage and you make the most of actually seeing people, helping them, and then doing check-ins through your technology. You can stay in touch with people, but those impacts then in person are even actually more useful and you get more done in them. Another thing about reading is you can set your day off right, like just right up to start it off so you feel better. I found that some books I like to have the hard copy. I also then like the technology of Audible to listen to if it's more of a story or a book side of things like that. So balancing those two together. Now, as always, it's a little longer than normal, but think about starting it off. So the personal touch, seeing people, the impacts. Seeing people, the impacts you can have in a day. So how can you turn people's lives around? Sit back, think about the impacts people have done for you. Now, how you can impact them by being that positive force. You never know what people are going through. So sit back, think about exactly which portions of it can you make a difference. And maybe a little bit of positivity, it goes a long way. So if you sit back, think about how in the past have you helped people and how have people helped you. That's the starting point for today's. It is one of the biggest things that people do not think about. People are always sitting back and thinking about the future, which is awesome. But sometimes look at the things that have picked you up in the past and how you've been picked up and how you've picked up people, because those things you can lean on more and more as we transition into the future. It is one of the best things we can learn from. We can also look at the times not being negative, but it didn't go right and why it didn't. So sitting back and thinking about those things, why it went right sometimes, why it didn't, was it out of our control or were there things that we could control to make that better? Now for yourself, sit back, think about the areas of being in person, what impact do you want to make on people? When you're in person, you want to make, how can you help people? What are some of your best attributes? Sit back, think about what ways can I help other people? What ways can I really be that positive force? Now, from there, as you're thinking about all of these things, writing it down or taking notes, how are you going to make that impact? Think about what you need. What are the type of people that you need in your life to pick you up during those times? So the two-sided thing, how you can be for people and then how what you need. Think about the people that help you out during the darkest times and the good times. Think about those, what they've done, what are the attributes and things you need during those, and then what are the attributes that you can help people through. Sitting back and realizing these, you will get the most out of your interactions in person, and then you will have way more enjoyment, and then you can also apply that to your life and realize exactly what you need and what you can bring to people's lives. So, as always, thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.